Ready.
Yep.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the June 19th meeting of the City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish, Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Okay, we're ready to deal with a series of budget actions this afternoon. So welcome, and let's take item 663.
Conduct a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue.
Okay, this hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the state revenue sharing regulations, which are founded in ORS 221.770. This hearing is to allow citizens to comment on the proposed use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process. As proposed for council adoption, the fiscal year 2014-15 budget anticipates receipts totaling $14,535,088 from state revenue sharing under ORS 221.770. As has been the case in prior years, it is proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support fire prevention and police patrol services. Is there anyone here today who wishes to be heard on this subject? Seeing no one, then I am now closing the hearing to discuss the proposed uses of state revenue sharing. Let's move on to item 664.
Certify that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility for state shared revenues.
Okay, and as the last item indicated, we simply have to certify to the state about how we're using this money, and that's what we're doing here.
This is certifying that we meet the eligibility requirements, right. So we have to provide a certain number of services in order to meet those, which we do.
Okay,
this resolution states that.
Which we do. Any council discussion? Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then a roll call on that resolution.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 665.
Approve accepting funds from the State of Oregon under the State Revenue Sharing Program for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014 and ending June 30, 2015.
So this is the third part of that trifecta where we actually accept the funds for the uses that we've stated that we'll spend them on, right?
Correct.
Okay. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, if there's no council discussion, then we'll take a roll call on the emergency ordinance to approve it.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. 666.
Approve renaming the Tax Increment Reimbursement Fund to the Tax Increment Financing Reimbursement Fund.
And I don't actually remember why we had to rename it, so maybe you do, Andrew.
Something tricky going on.
Yes. So council has to both establish funds and also name or rename them. And so it is believed that Tax Increment Reimbursement Tax Increment Financing Reimbursement Fund better states the purpose of the fund. So
okay.
It's very much an administrative action.
Very much so. Okay. I assume there's no one to be heard on this item, unless there's a grammarian in the audience that objects to that, then we will take a roll call, please, on that emergency ordinance changing the name of that fund.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now to item 667, the budget itself.
Adopt the annual budget of the city and establish appropriations for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014 and ending June 30, 2015.
So this is the final stage of our budget adoption process. We have an amendment to consider, right? Anything
we
else,
do,
Andrew,
yeah.
That you need to put into the
Yeah, I would just briefly walk through sort of the major changes between the approved and and adopted. Yeah, it's quite a prelude to get here. And the three different actions we take for the state shared revenue seem a little bit much, but we're also grateful for the $14.5 million. So in terms of the adopted budget going forward, there are very few changes, but just to briefly note the ones that mostly impact the general fund, we are transferring the ADA program from OMF facilities to the Office of Equity. And so there are a number of swaps and switches there just in terms of changing out the internal service fund revenue and replacing it with general fund overhead revenue. There are also two positions being added. One of those is a director of the Bureau of Revenue and Finance or chief financial officer position in OMF, and also funding for a policy analyst position in OMF, which is actually a switch of funding. It's an existing position. Finally, then, we are also moving Revenue Bureau programs, some Revenue Bureau regulatory programs over to the Department of Transportation. There are about $45,000 of move costs, and finally, $50,000 of costs for the Utility Review Blue Ribbon Commission.
Okay.
In total, the budget, $3.6 billion, and the general fund will be about $515 million in total, of which the discretionary share is about $426
million. Thank you. Questions?
Then, sorry, we do have one technical amendment. Right. Which I sent an email about, and this is just, you have that. So, again, it just amends the BFRES Facilities Geobond Construction Fund by moving $464 from capital outlay to contingency just to assure we don't have a negative appropriation. It was just entered in the wrong line item.
We got that wonderful clean bill of health, so we got to keep it, right? Thank you, Dan. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Then roll call on adopting the amendment.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Okay, we had our not well-known but nevertheless significant Tax Supervising and Conservation Commission hearing yesterday, and they gave us a complete bill of health as doing everything according to Hoyle, so it's even $464 matters if you're trying to be perfect.
Right.
Aye. Okay, and then if there's anyone here to testify on the budget itself?
We have one person.
Okay.
Anna Stafford.
Come on up. Welcome. Yes, please. Just give us your name, and you've got 3 minutes, and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. My name is Anna Stafford, and I'm from Portland, and I was a Californian for 12 years, but I just wanted, I don't really know how this could fit in with your budget, but I definitely want to share it with you because it's been the last 2 years of my life. There are non-prosecutable crimes going on in Portland due to the Multnomah County Courthouse. Laws are disobeyed. Judges are basically trafficking children from fit parents. There's even a lot of pedophilia going on that I've heard from attorneys, cops, and it's 100% legal. Because it's called family law. It's not called criminal law. And Portland PD cannot do anything about this. It's a gross waste of funds, city time, budget, resources. Results a lot in these people being impoverished because of legal fees. I just propose a city investigation to clean up the mess. And hopefully this will benefit a budget in some way. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Well, thank you. No, appreciate you coming. Actually, a couple people from my staff back there in the corner, we might want to put you in touch with the folks at the Police Bureau that are dealing with human trafficking, because we do have actually a pretty robust program between the city and the county and the DA to address those issues, but it could always be better. So,
thank you very much.
Thanks for coming. Okay, anyone else? If not, then council roll call, please, on the emergency ordinance.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks to my colleagues on the council and to the City Budget Office and all the bureaus who worked so hard to get us to this point today where we have a balanced budget. And what would you say it was, Andrew, about $3.6 billion in total?
$3.6 billion, yes.
$426 million general fund? That's
General fund discretionary, yeah.
Yeah, discretionary fund. That's it's a big budget, big city, well-run city, and appreciate being a part of it. Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
As I said a couple of weeks ago, I hope that people will take note that, as usual, we're spending most city money in the same old boring stuff like sewers and water and police and fire and parks and transportation, and there's just not nearly enough fancy newfangled stuff in the budget. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, for leading this process and especially for being the council's person working with the county at the beginning of the process, working with then-Chair Marisa Madrigal to make sure that some schools were funded and we didn't have to put families through that grueling worry of not knowing whether their treasured Sun Schools would be ongoing. And so I'm very happy that there's an expansion in the Sun Schools program and commit with Portland Parks and Recreation to continue working on that. Mm-hmm. I was also very happy to see funding for Hooper, Cheers, and the Service Coordination Team in that agreement with the county. Mm-hmm. Again, taking that worry off my shoulders and others that those emergency services would be available for people with drug and alcohol problems. And indeed, we do have more funding for housing in this budget, which is particularly important at this time. And we did, I think, a pretty good job of looking at priorities. Also in the county agreement was the funding for survivors of human trafficking, in fact, increased funding for survivors of human trafficking, and that's on an ongoing basis. So that's a big step forward in our work to address those challenges that so many people in our community are facing. In parks, we have 22 new positions that will be filled by people that will now have full-time jobs and benefits who previously were working on a seasonal basis and not getting guaranteed hours and not getting any benefits except for sick time. So I'm very pleased about that. And we have $250,000 ongoing from maintenance, bringing our maintenance fund for parks to a grand total of $1.25 million. The funding need for maintenance in parks is $36 million per year. So we clearly have a long way to go, and traditionally, Portland has funded our parks by bonds and levies. So I'm going to be bringing a measure to council in July to look at replacing the bond measure that's currently going to be expiring, the one that you did in 1994. This would not increase taxes, and it would pay for some of the most urgent maintenance needs. It's been fun being Parks and Recreation's commissioner for the last year. It's also heartbreaking when you have to take down a structure like the play structure at Cooch Park and go to tell parents and neighbors that, no, we don't have the funding to replace it. So I'm, like Commissioner Novick, knowing that we spend our money and spend the taxpayers' money on the most basic services and work very hard to make good use of that money, and yet there isn't enough money in parks, there isn't enough money in transportation, and there isn't enough money in housing. So we as a community need to continue the conversations about what do we want to buy and how do we want to pay for it. I'm glad that we were able to provide funding through the Bureau of Development Services to continue the housing inspection program, which the Community Alliance of Talents advocated for so well over many years, and appreciate the budget note that next year we won't have to worry about that either because we'll be putting that into ongoing funding. And I appreciate both the work of the previous council over the course of the recession and now your leadership over the past 2 years to make sure that we do have things that should be ongoing in the ongoing budget and things that are truly one-time in the one-time budget. We're not quite there yet, but we're definitely headed in the right direction. And I hope that after two more budgets, I can leave the city in good shape in that regard. So thank you for your leadership, and thanks especially to the City Budget Office. It was delightful to hear the Tax Supervising Committee say yesterday that they don't often give a completely fine bill of health. And I'm very proud of the work that you've been doing in the partnership and your service to each one of the members of the council as we've worked through this budget process. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you all. And the fact that this is a quiet conclusion to a multi-billion dollar set of decisions, I think, says a lot. It certainly doesn't say that Portlanders are apathetic and don't participate in the public process. In fact, the fact that we don't have a crowd outside with megaphones or people inside wearing the same color shirts at this stage in the process shows a number of things. One, that we do have competent administration in the city, whether it's our budget office and the work that they've done in preparing this budget, our bureaus and how they manage those basic boring services that Commissioner Novick talked about. Or the work that this council did collaboratively among ourselves and with our partner governments like Multnomah County and Portland Public Schools to make sure that things that our community care about are stable and that we can count on them. And all that means that we get to the end of this process, if it's gone well as it has this time, it's with relative quiet. And I think that's a very happy sound of accord, that people say, well, that's where we should be. We should be putting more money into housing and homelessness when we have the opportunity, and we did that. We should be preparing better for emergencies, and we made a down payment on those needs in this budget. We should be moving our employees from a sort of pseudo part-time status, but not really, into the full-time status that they deserve. So I think we expressed a lot of our values in this budget. Finally, you mentioned the good work that we were able to do with Chair Marisa Madrigal. I'm happy to report that I just had my first official meeting with the new county chair, Deborah Cafori, and she fully intends to carry on this work of incrementally taking on functions between the county and the city that overlap or where we work together. And as we did in this budget, making sensible decisions about who does what and how we share the costs of shared services. So I think we can count on more progress in a constructive adult relationship, if you will, between these two grown-up local governments. And I think that she will be a good partner for our work on that front. So I just want to thank you all. Andrew, you and your team have once again done great work of queuing up the choices and decisions for the council and giving us real clarity about where we stand and what our options are. So thank you for a job once again very well done. Bravo all around. Aye. Thank you. And we have one more item, which is 668.
Approve levying taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014 and ending June 30, 2015.
Anything to add here, Andrew or
no.
Jeremy? Okay. Anyone want to testify on this item? If not, then we'll take a roll call.
Saltzman?
Well, this is how we pay for it all. Aye.
Novick?
And we appreciate the citizens and the businesses that pay for it all, and we appreciate the fact that Multnomah County helps collect all of the property tax part. Aye.
Fritz.
We do remember that it's taxpayers' money, fee payers' money, and the public's money that we are allocating here, and we don't spend it as if it's somebody else's money because we, too, are taxpayers and fee payers. So thanks to the citizens and community of Portland for paying what we do, and let's figure out how we can pay for the things that we really need. Aye.
Hales.
All said. Aye. And we're adjourned. Thank you. Bravo.